Hey y'all, welcome to a quick episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. I'm going to be talking to you about immigration, Cracker Barrel, and the metric system. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, the first thing I'm going to get into is the Cracker Barrel story, because it's the most time sensitive and also the lightest of the issues. So, Cracker Barrel changed their logo. Instead of the guy leaning on the barrel, it's now this yellow blob with Cracker Barrel written on it in black letters. And I'm sorry, but it literally looks like what would happen if a biscuit ate something radioactive and threw up everywhere. It's disgusting. It's ugly. And I don't understand why all these businesses, quote-unquote, rebrand, and then they come out with these logos to accompany the often politicized changes that come with this, quote-unquote, rebranding, usually involving DEI. The logo they come out with in the middle of this is ugly. It's uglier than the one that they started with. And I even remember, sometimes they're not trying to rebrand politically, but even when they are, the logos don't have any life or any inspiration to them. I remember when Walmart rebranded, and it was this whole thing. Oh, Walmart's rebranding. They're redesigning their logo. Oh my gosh, look at it. And I had to look at them side by side to even, like, see the difference. And the new one, it was just bluer, yellower, same design. But with this one, it's even worse. This is just the latest where they take the characters that make logos iconic, they take them off, and they replace them with something ugly. They did it with Aunt Jemima, which I don't know a lot about the real person behind that, but I've been told that she was a pretty interesting lady. They've done it with all a lot of, like, mascots, and sports teams and stuff that featured Indians, and they've done it with the Quaker Oats lady and the Land of Lakes lady. And the thing is, I've been clear that racism is stupid because God created everyone in his own image. So if you think that a certain skin color is, like, awful for some reason, then you're committing a sin at the most elementary level. But, like, some people seem to think that it's racist to want these characters back on the logos. And the thing is, they can't make up their minds. I mean, with the Cracker Barrel guy, they're at least a little bit more consistent because he was a white dude. But with a lot of the other ones, it was like it was a black person or it was an Indian. And so the left, who will meow one breath about how they want representation, they'll scream and cry the word representation till they're blue in the face. The next minute, they don't want the representation because they want the team to rename themselves the Cleveland football team or whatever. I mean, I guess Cleveland, it's baseball, but you know what I mean. It's stupid. And it's inconsistent. And then when cultures blend, as they naturally do, and people start embracing elements of other cultures, these same left who will yell and scream about multiculturalism being the best thing in the world will then turn around and say that it's cultural appropriation if somebody who doesn't look like the originators of whatever the thing is starts adopting that thing. Because newsflash, cultures blend over time. And then the same left will yell and scream about multiculturalism and how it's a great thing and melting pot and this and that. But then when they actually see cultural blending in action, they get all up in a knot. Make it make sense, because I can't. So, I wish Cracker Barrel would go back to the old logo. I mean, I'm not losing sleep over this, but I do feel like I need to weigh in on it. Because it's just annoying. It's not just about Cracker Barrel. It's that we constantly had these quote-unquote rebrands that are just ugly. We get these remakes of movies that look like crap. Can we please have more original stuff? Can we please keep more of the original that's already there? If you want new stuff, great, then make new stuff. Don't tear down what's already here. Don't make new fields in academia and call them critical theories that just destroy what's already in academia and calls it all racist and this and that. More is not always better. This is part of a bigger problem. More and newer are not always better. Phones that have to be discontinued every 4 years because because the software is too old to handle the new software, that's really wasteful. Making 10 movies about the same superhero is boring. Just getting 7 degrees in brushing your own teeth when 0 would do the job is dumb and a waste of money. You're not getting anywhere except into a hole of debt. So I think that this Cracker Barrel thing and this rebranding thing is just part of a bigger issue in society, in the philosophy that a lot of people have, especially among those who are always trying to stay on top of the latest stuff. Because the issue is this. A lot of people have forgotten that more and newer are not always better. In Ecclesiastes, it says there is nothing new under the sun. So those are basically my thoughts on this whole thing. Now let's get into immigration. And this is going to be very short. So a lot of libertarians are against the idea of borders. They think that you should just be able to enter a country and leave your country if you please. Now, I don't quite take that view. Yes, you should have every right to leave your country as long as you do so following the right procedures and you have a plan. I don't think the government should legally necessarily forbid you from wandering the globe, but I do think that countries that you leave yours to enter do have the right to police who comes and goes and who is allowed in and who is not. So even if nothing stops you from leaving or becoming stateless, you should have a plan and you should follow the processes that countries set forth for entry, citizenship, and residency. Because the way I think of it is this: a country, whether you agree with its governance and its laws and its customs or not, is still a sovereign entity. It has the right to make its own laws. I'm also a firm believer in secession, but that's because I do believe that all peoples should have the right to self-determination, culturally speaking. Ethnicities and cultures should have the right to have their own countries and nations, because that's the whole point of nations to begin with. They were originally meant for ethnicities, for peoples to have a land that they could share, that was culturally relevant to them. So I'm not contradicting myself here when I say that countries are sovereign entities. They should have the right to decide who comes and goes. Think of it this way. If you own a house, you have the right to decide who comes and goes from that house. Like, I mean, sure, if you live there with other people, you may not necessarily be morally justified in forbidding them from leaving and coming and whatnot. But we're talking about people that don't live in the house. So if you live in the house with your family and some random homeless dude shows up and wants to come in, you should have the right to decide whether he gets to come in or not. And even if you're a tenant, even if you are renting an apartment or a house, there might be times where the landlord or people that work for him or the property management company might inspect the house. Like, they might have annual inspections. There might be times when contractors come in to fix stuff. Things within reason that are outside of your control, because you don't technically own the house or the apartment. But outside of that, you generally have a right to decide not to let a random homeless dude into your apartment, or a random old lady that lives 3 blocks away, or pretty much anyone else. I mean, unless we're talking about like the police or whatever. But to keep the analogy simple, a country is like a house. The people of that country, the government of that country, should have the right to decide who can come in and who cannot. Just like you should have the right to decide who can come and who can not come in to your house. Because it's your house. Now, technically everything is God's, but God does give us things to manage. And so if that house is what he has given you to manage, and the roof he has given you to live in, you should get to decide who you let in. You should not be forced to quarter 20 homeless people, or 20 soldiers, or 20 random old ladies, or 20 cats even. Because they don't live there. And so those are my thoughts, that governments and peoples should have the right to decide who, within reason, who can come in and who cannot come in to their country. Because a country is a sovereign entity. It's allowed to make its own laws, whether you agree with them or not. It's basic political science. The idea of completely open borders is absolutely ridiculous. God did not want open borders. He made it clear in the Bible that he wanted countries, he wanted peoples to have their own lands. That's why he made a land especially for the Israelites. And he said it was their land that he was giving them. Like, it's very clear. So those are my thoughts. Now, moving on finally to the metric system. I have been clear, and I still wholeheartedly believe that the metric system is communist. That it was created in revolutionary France in the late 1700s, the 1790s. And I have explained in a previous episode, and I still believe this to be the case, that the French Revolution was communist. Because the French Revolution, it rejected God. It killed a lot of people. It redistributed, which means stole, from the rich. It ousted the current government, the monarchy, and everything. It even called itself a revolution. In fact, I believe there were multiple revolutions, which also happens to be the case in socialist countries, too. A lot of times, there's not just one event. Like in Russia, there were two main revolutions. And the philosophy behind the adoption of the metric system was secularist in nature. So it was tied to the same philosophy that motivated the revolution. So since the revolution is communist, the metric system is also communist. And especially since its adoption has been so full-throatedly pushed, you can't help but notice that, you know, those who support adopting it, they clearly want uniformity. And that's what communism wants. Communism wants to get rid of cultures. It wants to get rid of churches, it wants to get rid of families, and it wants to create this uniformity where everyone is a cog in the socialist machine and everyone is loyal to the government. And where even the things conform to the government. Have you ever noticed that buildings built by the Soviets are extremely ugly? Have you ever noticed that, you know, people get rations in communist countries, they don't have a free market? Well, metric, it wants uniformity too. And so the Bible is very clear in Leviticus and Proverbs that we should avoid the use of unjust weights and measures. And so here is what I would propose. The metric system, we should stop calling it that, and we should start calling it Marx's unjust weights and measures. Because it is very clearly tied to Marxism, which makes it unjust weights and measures. And the Bible is clear that we should not use unjust weights and measures. So we should call it Marx's unjust weights and measures instead of the metric system. Okay. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this episode and all of our others on Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS feed, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. You can also send us an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. You can also, if you feel so inclined, donate to our Ko-fi page if you'd like to support us financially a little bit. No pressure. And so if you'd like to do that, it is ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. That's ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Thank you so much for listening. Please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, and come back next time. Have a blessed day.